Dave Glomstead, do you even know what Zoom is, Dave? You're up on that technology stuff? I'm not a Zoomer. It's not for
you
me.
You better learn.
Okay, all right. You can show me after we get out of there. Professional grain systems, and then you brought a friend with. Do you want to introduce your friend?
This is Ryan Eilertson from Sukup Manufacturing. He is my territory rep.
Okay.
For the area, and we thought he'd let him shine a little light on what's going on in the country.
Yeah. Is he taking time off from his movie career here just a little bit?
For those that can't see him, he looks a lot like Goose.
Goose.
I don't have a face for movies. I have a face for radio.
Welcome to the club. So, Ryan, where are you from? You're out of Iowa, right?
So the company, I'm with the company, and we're based out of Sheffield, Iowa, down there by Mason City. But I grew up and based out of a small town in south central Minnesota, down by Albert Lea. So.
Okay. Well, I would think both of you have had a busy, busy year. I guess maybe we can reflect on that for a couple of different reasons. I was thinking more of just all the storms and everything that happened here in the Dakotas, but we also had record years in a lot of areas, which would be right up your guys' alley. And I don't know, Dave, you want to take the football first? And just
we had storm damage. We had tried to get that going again because it was a little later in the year and things were getting stressed already.
Right.
We got a few of them up and running, and we had big bushels. The corn crop was big around here.
Yep.
And there's a lot of interest in storage right now. Dryers, because the corn was a little wet and it never really seemed to come out of it. It just sat there and didn't dry down the field much.
Yeah.
So we've got some dryer interest, a lot of storage interest.
And bins. You could have probably spent from, June on, probably June to August, just doing bins?
Right.
After the storms?
We saw quite a few bins, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, you take it to that next step with Sukup. You guys are all over the place. But was it a banner year for Minnesota beat you guys in corn, by the way? I'm just going to throw that out there. Did you know that Minnesota actually supposedly outbusheled Iowa in corn?
That's what I heard.
That's what the rumor is?
Yeah. Not on my farm, but.
Okay. What was business like for you guys? Just super busy as well because we want to just keep getting bigger sizes, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're definitely busy and thankful for all the business. We still have some room out there yet for more storage. You know, guys are still looking for stuff yet.
Yeah.
Definitely, like Dave was saying, there's pockets of guys that had great yields, and they're looking to do some storage because storage does pay. You know, especially times like this when the commodities are where they are.
That's the other thing, getting in prices. So you have to be able to store grain, and you just because you never know where the stuff is going to be, and hopefully it'll continue to go up from where it's at. So as we look into 2026, Dave, for you, is the docket full already? Do you got a lot of things going on in the spring?
Well, we got quite a bit going on the millwright side of it. We got some room for grain bins and some dryers yet. We're okay there.
Okay.
We got some room if people are interested. We've been doing a lot of quoting.
So what is the best way, website, or where should we point people?
Website, or they can give me a call at 320-226-8450.
And Professional Grain Systems, that's what you need to type in. Is it .net or .org?
Professional Grain Systems at Gmail.
At Gmail. That's just your email.
Right.
Do you have like a web address, or is there web? That's all.
Professional Grain Systems.
Is the regular website. Yep. Okay, I gotcha. All right, anything as far as deals or financing, how does that work going into the new year here?
Well, we have a declining discounts as the years go on.
Okay.
As the year goes on, and earlier is always better. We can fill up our books. We got plenty of room for labor and concrete. And as Ryan will tell you, they got slowly discounts are leaving.
Yeah, so we have the winter discounts that come out usually in November, December time frame. That's usually the best time to look at purchasing something for multiple reasons. One, for a price standpoint, but two, for getting on the schedule with dealers. You know, these guys get busy throughout the year. And then we slowly kind of taper that away, and it's incentive to get orders in early, you know, keep us working through the winter and keep everybody busy throughout the winter season.
Have you guys been able to do, because, like, for most of this year, except now, I mean, if you're out in Bismarck, Jamestown, or wherever, or even south of there, there was no snow.
No.
And so were you able to keep doing stuff?
We did quite a bit of repairing, things like that. But we can't pour cement. The ground is frozen, obviously. But
right.
Ryan can enlighten that a little bit. And last August, was it? Mm-hmm. You got flooded with bin orders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of guys saw the crop that was coming to them, you know, and which was obviously a great thing for them to have, is a good crop. But so we got a lot of large push there at the very end of August for guys looking for grain bins, and we were very busy. But I think, as Dave will say, I think we kept up with them as best we could. So
right, is there time to get something done this spring? I mean, like you mentioned, for your bins, you have some room.
Yeah,
So if somebody were like to call you within the next few weeks here and say, hey, I want to get some stuff, not that they probably need it till the fall, but I'm just saying it's better to get ahead of the schedule.
Absolutely.
Because
right, we just keep moving out and out and out farther into the summer.
Right.
So if you get in there quick, then you get your stuff up early. Electricians can get in there and get done with their project.
So if somebody called you now, is my point, they could get done within a fairly short period of time. Unless you wait.
We have to go into the summertime when we can pour concrete and stuff.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. And same for you? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely seeing orders coming in as the discounts kind of start tapering away, guys start pulling the trigger and committing to stuff. But we definitely have room yet in the schedule. You know, if you're looking at farm bin, we can definitely make that happen, you know, early summer yet for production-wise.
Okay. Do you have some monster products? I would imagine. I've seen them, I think, at, like, Farm Progress. You've got some huge...
Yeah, we have two of them now in Mason City, Iowa, the world record largest grain bins for flat-bottom storage, self-supporting roofs there. Those are 165 diameter grain bins, and those hold about 2.24 million bushels each. And can't talk about too much just yet, but there's going to be a bigger one yet coming in Minnesota. So,
really?
Yep, there's more and more of that happening.
So how do you showcase that? You just got to keep it near Farm Progress, basically? Or?
Well, you know, the nice thing with us being in Sheffield, we're about half an hour south of Mason City. So a lot of times, you know, and I encourage customers here listening today, if you're ever going through Iowa and want to tour our facilities, our doors are always open. Okay. You know, call Dave, let him know. He'll call me, and we can do a tour. And we always encourage them. We'll drive to Mason City on your way by or way back and take a look at those bins up there.
And so, Dave, you got Suka products?
You're right.
So if somebody wants to get those, that's your one of your main lines?
Yeah, okay. That's my line.
Yeah, he's a full-line dealer for us, from grain bins to dryers, the whole thing.
Okay, got it. Anything else, guys, before we let you go? I know we're getting closer besides this storm. I mean, I'm not going to say we're going to be out planting in a month, but I think farmers and growers and livestock producers are getting excited for the spring here. Now I've got a little hiccup, but I think it's going to be an early spring. I think it's going to be a good spring.
I was a lot more optimistic on Monday.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's always another day.
Yep.
All right. And like for a national website, if somebody wants to take a look at, do you want them to go to Dave, or is there a website maybe they can just
You want to go to Sukup, SUKUP.com, that is our website, and you can find a lot of helpful tools and information there. But otherwise, call Dave. He knows everything about our products. So.
Okay. And you have a booth here?
Yes.
Okay. Where are you located? Are you easy to find?
Yeah, I'm in the corner.
If Darren found you, you had to be in here.
Yeah.
You're in the corner. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm right over there by Acme.
All right. It was either near the bathrooms or concession stand. Right. One of the two.
I like the concession stand. I like to be right next to that.
All good. All right. Well, thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of the show, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Betcha.